It's Darren Copeland. My God, what is he up to now?
Roundabout now, since they say I am the sexiest man in Jamaica, and the girls love me, and I shall never grow old. So I say,
Rough Rider. I found that picture you were looking for.
I know.
Of me in my journalistic glory. Well, not when, cheering.
When you, you're not talking, you're talking about the Broncos playoff win.
Yeah, so this is when Tim Tebow threw to demand, and it was, do you know how many yards he had passing?
Tebow in that game, 300 plus.
316.
Wow.
They called it Tim 316.
Of course they did.
Well, I don't know if that's, I mean, they called it the 316 game because it was the only time he went over 300 yards.
See, is it though? I could have swore he had a game earlier in the season.
Well, you know, that game that he played against New England that was at Denver.
Right.
One of the few times that Brady ever won at Denver. I think that he had a few yards passing in that game only because they were trying to catch up.
I thought there was a game the Broncos won. I want to say it was like against Atlanta or I'm looking it up, but I could have swore there was a game during the season where Tebow actually threw close to 300 yards. Like he actually threw really well. And then he followed that up with the Kansas City game where he completed two passes.
How's that look better?
No, it looks better on the computer.
Let me see.
But I see it.
Let's see. Tim Tebow.
I'm just saying. He had his moments.
He did. He was 7-3. And this is why.
Overall, including playoffs.
7-3. And this goes back to what we were talking about yesterday. And what, you know, with him hitting a home run. And no, would you take, you know, 70% winning percentage if it was Tim Tebow doing quarterback for you?
I think yes. I was one of those people that was vehemently calling for Tebow to start. And not because I loved Tebow. I understood that he was not a polished NFL quarterback. My beef was I despised Orton. Orton was terrible. He was so bad. To this day, I seethe with rage just thinking about Neckbeard. He was awful.
Orton.
And that didn't even have anything to do with the fact that the little general got rid of Cutler and brought and tried to bring in Matt Castle. Thank God we dodged that bullet. But then he brings in Orton. And I know Orton was great at Purdue, but he wasn't great in Chicago, and he was terrible.
Went to
here.
A Super Bowl. Him and Rex.
Yeah, well.
Rooks. Oh, thanks. Hey, Alex, you can say that on. You're just not near the microphone. Yeah, Rex Grossman. Thank you.
Yeah.
So
we all know that just because you go to a Super Bowl or even win a Super Bowl does not make you a great quarterback. It doesn't. Rex Grossman is not a great quarterback. Kyle Orton is a terrible quarterback. Who won with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers?
Trent Dilfer.
Yeah, tell me Trent Dilfer is a great quarterback.
No,
you can't.
I don't want to lie. Well, I mean, I could. I would be lying.
Right. You cannot say that.
Even
with
he
a straight
said
face.
That he was not a good quarterback.
So, you know, just because somebody, it's the same, and that whole argument bothers me. Name your top five quarterbacks.
Of all time?
Of all time.
Okay. I would go with Montana as number one.
That's mine.
You have to put Otto Graham in there simply because of what he did.
I do. But most people don't.
Yeah, I know. Because, listen, you know, they're saying, oh, well, these are totally different times and things. You got to put Brady in there.
I do.
I think you got to put Peyton Manning in there. Only quarterback in the history of the NFL to ever lead two teams to Super Bowl victories.
Yeah.
Only player to have four coaches, four different coaches in every one of his Super Bowl appearances.
Yep.
So, I mean, you know, I shouldn't have to be defending Peyton Manning, but I feel like I have to.
No. And by the way, for those of you who don't pay attention.
And, I mean, John Elway's five. Is in their top five.
In the playoffs, did you know, head-to-head, Peyton Manning has a winning record against Tom Brady, head-to-head in the playoffs.
Yeah.
3-2.
Yeah, because Peyton Manning.
I put Peyton Manning above Tom Brady. I do. But everyone counts just rings. Dan Marino, to me, is one of the best pure passers to ever play the game. And he's, and some people, barely makes their top 10, if they're top 10, because, quote, he didn't win a championship. He didn't win a Super Bowl. It's,
well, it was his own fault. If he'd only put the laces out.
It's not about just the rings. And it never has been, particularly in football. And that's what bothers me. Terry Bradshaw has 4 Super Bowl rings. And as much as I love Terry Bradshaw, we all know that it had very little to do with Terry Bradshaw. Like, he stood back there and he played the Mad Bomber and he threw the ball down to Swan and the other guy.
Well, yeah, because the other guy, Dante Stallworth?
No.
Stallworth?
It wasn't Dante Stallworth, but it was Stallworth.
Look up who it was.
Swan and Stallworth.
John Stallworth might have been. I don't know. I didn't really like the Pittsburgh Steelers back then.
Put it this way, I can't stand the Patriots, but I've never hated the Steelers. I always respected the Steelers because they just played the kind of football that I like to watch. And they do it in a way that is pretty above board. Like, no one really ever accused the Pittsburgh Steelers of cheating.
Oh, yes. Oakland Raider fans.
Listen. If an Oakland Raider fans tell you the sky is blue, question it. Those people are idiots. They don't, and if they're going to, hello, pot, meet kettle. If you're going to talk about cheating,
just win.
If you're not cheating, you're not trying.
But they do bring up a good point about the immaculate reception.
But that's not cheating. That's not cheating. That was if he didn't catch it, that's a blown call. That's a blown call. That has nothing to do with
it. It should have never mattered because at the time, and this is for people. Did you know about this, Alex? The miraculous exception.
I have heard of this. Yes.
Okay. Do you know the controversy surrounding it?
No.
Okay. So, what happened is it went. It was aimed at Frenchie Fuqua, and at the same time, Frenchie Fuqua hit it. I can't remember who the Oakland Raider defender was, but they hit it. They hit the ball at the same time. Simultaneous touching at the time meant dead ball, incomplete pass.
Okay.
But it didn't. Instead, Franco Harris picked it up. Picked it out midair and ran away.
The Raiders actually claimed that the point of the ball touched the ground. So they say he trapped it. So they're like, either way, it should have been a dead ball. That's a blown call. That's not cheating. If you want to say maybe the Steelers wet the field before a game so it would ice up and take away the Raiders' speed, that's
rolling the ball into the end zone.
That's the
is
Raiders
cheating.
That's the Raiders, though. That's not the Steelers. We all know the Raiders cheat. That's what they do.
Cheaters.
Hate the Raiders.
It's the Darren Copeland Experience. More with Darren after this. Take your favorite hosts with you.